Must be proud to be the, you know, the first man to captain them heading into the senior final.
Yeah, I'm massively proud. It's been obviously a great year for us so far, and yeah, we're really looking forward to it, to be honest. It's probably the differentiator between us and a lot of the teams really is just that there has been a kind of a core group of players there together for kind of 4 or 5 years, and obviously the London born guys have been there all their lives really. So spoken to a lot of the kind of underage managers who've coached these guys all the way up, and they kind of revel in the fact that these guys are now in a county final and potentially going on and doing great things really. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a nice thing, just the underage structure the whole way through. It is producing kind of new guys coming through. We have likes of Kieran Healy, who stepped into cornerback this year, just straight through from the minors last year. Mm-hmm. And a couple of other guys like Sean McGoldrick, Liam Gallagher, knocking on the door to kind of break through into the team really. So there is quite a nice core group from London born guys really, that it is their club as such, and I guess we're just passing through a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because Tacoma Gales get quite a lot of praise for the number of London-born players that they produce, but maybe it's time that St Kieran's got, you know, that extra praise that they deserve as well.
Yeah, and I guess last year we won the homegrown competition, and that was huge for the club. So Jason Malarkey, he trained that homegrown team last summer and really gave him a lot of confidence to come through, and he's now training the senior team obviously this year. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess a lot of the guys that are involved took a lot of responsibility this year. The likes of Brendan Mulrooney, he'll be the sub keeper on Saturday, and the likes of Adrian Moyles, obviously he's been with London the last couple of years, and they've really just taken responsibility within the club, and it's really, the homegrown competition has been great for Kiernan's. A couple of guys who had fallen away, just maybe weren't getting their chance with the senior team, got a bit disenchanted, but it really brought the club together, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since your semi-final win over Fulham Irish. Has that delay had any psychological or even physical effect on the squad?
Not particularly. Obviously, it's been a while. We've got a couple of games in since, and a lot of hard training, I guess, in the tank since then. So obviously, we don't want to look ahead to potential kind of game and thing beyond this, but I think whichever team comes out on top, it'll probably serve them well going into potentially the next round against the provincial winners. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could look at it as a negative, but certainly from our perspective, we're absolutely flying, so no kind of negatives from our side at all.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of wides that day when you beat Fulham Irish, if I remember correctly. Your forwards are going to have the shooting boots on though if you're going to beat the Gales, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously we have great respect for the Gales. They'll probably go in deserving favourites on the weekend, but I think it's going to be pretty tight, and probably goals will win it, and yeah, we can't afford to kind of obviously miss as many chances as we did that day, but obviously we restricted Fulham to hardly any scores either. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit of a nervy game really from our side. Mm-hmm. And you will have to take absolutely every chance that comes our way and punish them if we do kind of get a purple patch.
Yeah. Having said that, you've already beaten Gales in the Tipperary Cup final, isn't that right, that earlier on this season?
Yeah. I wouldn't read a lot into it, to be honest. Championship was what both teams really had their eye on the entire year, and obviously they gave us a good beating in the earlier round in the Championship, and that certainly hurt from our side. So yeah, I guess we've a lot of respect for them. I actually know most of them. I grew up with a couple of the guys on their team, Mark Gotcha and John McGrath. I would have gone to school with them and played with them most of my life. Then a lot of the London guys, the likes of Brian Collins, the two McGees, Philly Butler, from the time I was in around with the London panel, obviously we know them well, and massive respect for their abilities and everything. So we know all of the guys very well, and obviously it a massive effort from our side.